This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, seven reasons to shut down the government schools immediately and permanently. In fact, maybe we should just kind of take them throughout the segments here, and we'll spread them out.
Sure.
But first, we're going to finish up with Dan. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. Dan had called in to talk about Generation Z. And at first, Dan, you had said that you believe Generation Z is more conservative than previous generations, but at the same time, you seem to believe that they are going to be affected by the mainstream media somehow. And it would seem to me that the young people they should be more immune to mainstream media. They should be more with it. They should be more aware that, you know, mainstream media is clearly biased. They have more choices than any other generation prior to them as far as how to get their information, if they care about getting information, because most teenagers don't really give a flip about, you know, what's going on in the world around them. That's sort of the historic truth about teenagers. And you had your opinions about that. And then, Mark, you brought up the question of, well, is being conservative any sort of thing to really wear on your sleeve as a badge of honor in the first place? And shouldn't Generation Z be less conservative in some way? Shouldn't they be more accepting and tolerant of others? You know, isn't that true about Generation Z? You're saying no?
So I obviously can't speak to every issue because, one, the poll I looked at only asked like four questions that were all social issues. But here's what I can tell you. I think that you're right about the whole media thing. I think that people who are Generation Z, after having lived an experience with all this internet, have become immune to propaganda and advertisement, not obviously completely, but far more so than anyone else before them. You know, I think that we draw a lot more of our, like, political socialization from the wide space of the internet, which I think is starting to, at least for Generation Zers, who in the last election, I didn't really get to see all the numbers about them, but what I could say is that it was only going to be 18, 19, 20. I got a vote in it, but there were only 3 years of Z who were actually eligible voters.
Right.
I think that it is a badge of honor because obviously,
what's a badge of honor?
I think it's a badge of honor that we're going to be the most right generation since the greatest generation, at least in our youth. Like, obviously, you know, younger tends to skew more left and older tends to skew more right. But I think that point in the middle is what's going to be important, and that I think millennials are already starting to get up into their middle age, or not middle age, but like their pre-middle age, their proto-middle age. They're still being the same. They're still the same millennials that everybody else talked about. Whereas, like, you read articles from Business Insider about Generation Z, they say they're more business oriented, they're more freedom oriented, they're more conservative, they're more employable, they're more almost everything that people said Generation Y wasn't. I can't tell you why it is.
So you're saying that now, isn't it possible that you're just living in Nebraska, and so therefore it's more likely that the people in Nebraska are probably going to be more conservative than people?
I've got this question about the greatest generation being conservative. I mean, they are now, but what were they like when they were 18, 19, 20 years old? I mean, these people were the children of socialists, tried and true progressive era people. And those were the children of the Gilded Age, which were, you know, about as conservative as you could possibly be. I mean, people change in their youth, from their youth to their old age. Usually it's towards the conservative, so that may back up your point, but old people tend to be conservative anyway, so I don't know that the Greatest Generation was even conservative.
All right, so I have two more things I want to say.
All right.
Quickly, then I'm going to hang up.
That's fine. Okay.
So I think that when you look at, like, the parental dynamic, that's definitely an important factor. I believe that millennials took after their boomer parents and that they were definitely harmfully rebellious in certain ways to, like, their... The thing that actually gets me the most about boomers is that they destroyed certain institutions that they later in life are trying to, like, salvage up for themselves. Or
which ones?
Like, well, like, the way that I essentially believe that, like, they, how am I going to put the... I'm trying to think of what... I've seen a few documentaries about baby boomers and how, like, they basically were the first group to make their own identity. Like, there was no real generational identity before the baby boomers.
Okay. And I'll give you that.
They
but
decided
part of that was the conservative bullcrap that was going on surrounding race and, to some extent, sexual orientation. I mean, you know, if the conservatives hadn't been such flying a-holes about letting people of color eat it, lunch counters and go to school and it's that sort of thing, then the boomers would not have had the traction that they had. They were created, not born.
I think a lot of it comes down to religion.
How's that?
I think we were created too because Generation Z's, Generation X parents were and are still in a lot of ways mostly very apathetic. And then our...
But Generation X isn't apathetic. It's creating the motion that the other generations are dealing with. I mean, I don't think that Generation X was called apathetic. Millennials have been called apathetic.
When they were teenagers,
don't worry,
right?
They're going to call your ass apathetic, too. You know, I suspect every generation has been called apathetic by the two generations that preceded
it. And they probably were when they were in their teenage and early 20-something years when their lives are focused on things like partying or whatever. But now you're saying that Generation Z isn't doing that. And by the way, I hate talking about generations.
Right, there's really nothing you can say that's intelligent about a generation.
Right, it's just collectivism. It's just, you know, a group of people who exist in a certain time frame, and I'm sure all the studies on them are, like any studies, probably biased and manipulated, and the statistics and so on and so forth. But Dan, did you have one more point that you wanted to make?
One more point. So there's actually now, because of that trend I was talking about, a meme about this that I wanted to make you guys aware of, because I know you're probably not in the same spaces as a lot of, you know, Generation Z people. And
we've never seen a meme. You're right.
It's based to Generation Z. Based is like a new word for badass.
Okay.
B-A-S-E-D. And it's because
Generation Z just doesn't know how to spell.
My question is, how do you know that your generation, or whatever, how do you know that this generation knows D-Way?
Is that a meme?
Do you know D-Way?
Where you'll find this.
I don't think he's very well meme versed.
Really,
they know the dankest way.
You've out memed him, Johnson.
If you go on the poll on 4chan, have you ever been there on that board?
I think they called once.
They called. Yeah, that's right.
I'm
4chan.
Too old school. I still stick to B.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate the discussion. I really do. And I think that there are some interesting observations that, you know, you can make about people in general. Like, you know, we did read the story about teenagers today, and as he pointed out, they are having less sex, supposedly, right? They're getting together less physically in reality because they've all got their phones, and so they don't hang out anymore.
And they're miserable, and they can't get it up because of all the meds they've been put on. Look, I remember what it was like to be 16 years old and see somebody who was 28 and thought how old they were. But we're going to have to work on that acumen and dealing with them.
I just have to clarify, I don't visit 4chan. I know it. About it from, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, no, do I visit the boards? No.
No. When we first heard about it, we went to see it, right? Yeah. Like, when we first heard about 4chan as a thing, we went to check it out.
Occasionally, it's like, what's going on in 4chan?
Not really worth seeing, right?
Something bad.
All right, there's more coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got somebody on hold who says he wants to contest our points. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out. If he hangs on, and your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can call us that way. You'll sound like you're almost in the studio with us. Or also, the Discord on-air call-in line is available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. That's, again, discord.lrn.fm. Join us there and join the other listeners that are hanging out in the Discord chat, where it's been hopping tonight over there, and usually is. There's usually a lot of activity during the show, but also before, during, and after at discord.lrn.fm. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. We go to Aaron. He's in New Mexico. And Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. I believe you're listening to, is it KABQ there in Albuquerque?
That is correct.
Welcome.
Yeah, I don't want to challenge your point so much as I want to challenge your use of statistics, because it is really easy to get misled. You are quoting the drop in crime and therefore the drop in school shootings, but those count by the incident. They don't count by the number of people killed or injured, and so I would suggest that perhaps looking at just those numbers alone rather than the numbers about how many have died or been injured is significant. And
wait, are you saying that the school shootings are fewer today, but when they happen, more people are being killed?
I suspect that's the case. I've not researched this, but I know that the numbers have dropped, but the numbers being killed have not dropped. The numbers that are being killed.
These are for the first hour of the show, where in Albuquerque, they're now hearing our first hour right now. So that's what he's referring to, Mark, was a story that you brought in about schools being safer today than in the past.
Well, right. An hour from now, statistics were more accurate.
So there's,
I don't think any place is safer with the use with the easy access to assault weapons and similar kinds of devices. So
access to assault weapons really hasn't changed. AR-15s were available under the assault weapons ban.
It's gone up and down at various points in history.
AR-15s were available at the time. Under the assault weapons ban, they could not have two modifications to them. So they were available. It's just
I don't know
you
what time you're referring to, because you're being really vague.
The Brady Bill.
That's okay.
Brady Bill.
Well, I'm not referring to the Brady Bill. There have been other.
Well, that would be the one that was. So these numbers are since 1996. The Brady Bill was in effect at about that time, so that's why I'm referring to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, nevertheless, the point is pretty simple and straightforward. Regardless of the reduction, perhaps, in the number of shootings, the number of deaths has increased. So I don't think that makes a very good case for schools being safer.
So since 1996.
Thanks.
Smug.
You don't want to talk. You don't want to actually have a conversation.
You just want to be
going to drive by.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he hung up.
Yeah, just going to drive by.
That was like a classic textbook example of smug liberal.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so smart. I'm smarter than you. You guys don't know how to use statistics. You're just quoting the wrong statistics, and I'm going to tell you because I believe this. And here, you know what? You know what confirmation bias is? I mean, you know a lot about statistics, right? So you would be aware of confirmation bias, where you
explain that,
where you think that everything that you believe is confirmed because you will read anything that you possibly can that confirms your bias.
But isn't that also true for everybody else, like you?
Yeah, it would be true for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at both sides of an issue.
Which we tried to have a conversation with him, but he doesn't want to have a conversation.
Right,
so
exactly. And here's the thing, though. You can say that it's true. Would it be true for me? Yes, of course. I am against statism,
mm-hmm.
right? Because my confirmation bias is towards liberty. So when it comes down to an issue being between right and left,
you don't have a bias.
I'm exposed to both sides constantly. Mm-hmm. Unlike somebody who's on the right or the left, I'm always exposing myself to both sides of the argument.
Yeah, there's a bunch of crap
when it comes
on both
to
sides.
Political arguments, I'm exposed to both sides.
Yeah, it's not like my source was Heritage Foundation or the National Rifle Association.
It was what?
It was Northeastern University at northeastern.edu.
Mm. Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm not trying to find. I'm simply trying to put this in historical perspective.
Sorry, but our bias is not trying to control other people's lives.
Well, that is what my bias is, but I'm constantly searching for ways that I'm wrong. I mean, really, I am.
Maybe he's pointed one out. I mean, he claims that the shootings are more deadly today, even though there are fewer of them.
He didn't source it.
That's true.
I mean,
I did.
It's like Reason, Reason Magazine has said, and they've got their own like little YouTube channel.
He didn't stay on the line long enough for us to be able to ask him what his source was. He didn't want to have a conversation. It was just boop, drive by with some attacks, and then
let's go around the country trying to confiscate, 3 million weapons from a well-armed citizenry that would, most of them or a lot of them, would rather start a civil war than acquiesce.
I thought it was 300 million.
What did I say?
3 million.
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I meant to say 300 million. No,
there's 300 million guns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's definitely as many guns as there are people.
Definitely.
Because there are a lot of people that have more than
multiple,
one.
Multiple, yeah. Some, my roommate's got like 100 million in his room.
Two guns per every person. Some estimates go
down. I mean, there are a lot of gun owners where you go up to them and you're like, hold on, it's going to take a while to unload all these onto the table to show you. Like, yeah, you're talking about, if you're talking about reducing gun violence, banning guns is not going to be the way to do it. Gun grabs is not going to be the way to do it. You're just not going to be able to do it, for the most part.
Pretty much. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but some people still believe that they can just pass a law, and then all of a sudden things will change.
Magic.
Let's continue, though. We've got Caleb in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. We're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I was listening to a conversation earlier, and one of your previous callers was talking about Generation Z and how they are more conservative than other generations. That was the claim. Yes, I can't defend that statement. Now,
are you a Generation Z?
Actually, I'm a millennial. I was born in 1991.
Well, get to work, you lazy, do good for nothing.
I know, right? What am I doing with my life, right?
Get your nose out of your phone, you little punk.
Now, I remember hearing a quote that was kind of stood out to me. It said that if you are young and conservative, you have no heart. But if you are old and liberal, you have no brain.
Yeah, it's something like that. I think that it's attributed to Churchill, and essentially it's like if you were 20 and not a liberal, you have no heart, and if you're by the time you're 40, you're not a conservative, you have no brain. I think it's something like that. But yeah,
something like that. I was paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't expect anything more from a millennial.
Caleb, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Those kids get such flack.
Millennials?
No, they do.
Not kids anymore. All right, just more on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here, 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm, or the Discord on-air call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. Freedom Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value freedom, then Freedom's Phoenix has it. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's calling, listening in Tennessee, and listening to us via our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. And watching, I presume, as well, because that's where our HD quality video is and exclusively available. That's twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys. I thought I would talk about collectivism, since you touched on that earlier.
Sure.
And I know that, Ian, in particular, you have a very negative view of collectivism. I don't. I think that collectivism certainly has certain values, and don't necessarily. Yeah, obviously, it's evil to use any force against anyone else. We're not going to say you should use collectivism for force, but collectivism
That's
for
what collectivism
simply
is.
Social means. there's really nothing wrong with that. I sure can't see it.
Well, the problem with collectivism is it ignores the individual. I mean, you make a statement about a group, and you ignore the outliers, you ignore the individuals, you ignore the exceptions. And encouraging collectivism encourages that ignorance, doesn't it?
I mean, it's the definition from the creator of the world, Ayn Rand. Collectivism means the subjugation of the individual to a group. Whether to a race, class, or state does not matter. Collectivism holds that man must be chained to the collective action and collective thought for the sake of what is called the common good.
I don't necessarily believe everything Ayn Rand says either, but
she defined the word. She's
but
the
I don't
creator
think you've got it
word.
Right. I would disagree with your interpretation of her definition. She's simply saying that you're binding somebody to the collective, and that much is true, but that's me binding them. It's like me saying all millennials act such and such way. I'm binding a particular millennial, you, I believe.
No.
No? Okay. Look, I don't know people's ages here. Ian's almost a millennial. I'll bind him to it. all millennials act
actually,
like
I
Ian.
Actually, I think Ian is.
It depends
like
who
right
you
at
ask.
I'm right at the beginning of, or right at the end of.
It depends who you ask.
No, beginning of Generation X or end of Generation X.
But certainly you can use collectivism to define a majority of traits in a particular group. I mean, my wife is Chinese. I can tell you so many observations that I've made about Chinese people by paying attention to her friends, the Chinese people that I meet when I'm in China. I mean, you can't deny the fact that those things are real.
Sure.
I think
you can make generalizations, and generalizations in some cases are generally true, but other generalizations are sort of old school, and they're not true anymore. Other generations were never true in the first place, right? Like Jews
never
had
horns. Well, you're making a distinction between accurate generalizations and inaccurate generalizations.
There's also a huge difference between stereotype and collectivism. Those are very
different
words.
I'll give you an example right now, and I guarantee you it's true. Chinese people tend to believe that drinking cold water or cold liquids is bad for your stomach.
Because it ruins your chi.
Now, there's a collective observation, and I guarantee you it's true.
A collective observation, a stereotype, is not collectivism. They're very different.
Well, then I must be misapplying what I believe collectivism is.
Yeah.
Johnson,
but
I'm
hold
making
on
a
to
judgment
this.
On a group of people based on
dog
observations.
Of the bone. Are you talking about Chinese people from China? Are you talking about people who are ethnically Chinese?
They would definitely be Chinese people from China, because if you have a Chinese child, for instance, who was adopted into an American family and raised here, they will be totally different than Chinese people raised in China.
But what about Chinese people in China generally have been raised to believe in qi.
Okay.
So they believe in this sort of naturalistic, weird medicine.
Johnson, can you give me that definition of collectivism again?
So the definition of collectivism from the creator of the word is collectivism means the subjugation of the individual to a group. Whether to a race, class, or state does not matter. Collectivism holds that man must be chained to a collective action and collective thought for the sake of what is called the common good.
And I have a definition from dictionary.com, which is completely different, that says
not the creator of the word.
The political principle of centralized social and economic control, especially of all means of production.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Right. Yeah. That was supposed to be a Florida prison warden that you were attempting to.
I added a little clink in there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it was appropriate. I think it's appropriate. I mean, we're not on the same page here with this term. I think, Johnson, you
what
made
we have here is a failure to communicate.
That's what? Better. Yeah, that's better. Okay, well, anyway, I think that jumping down people's throats because they exercise a little bit of collectivism really isn't very productive. I mean,
I don't think anybody jumped down anyone's
human
throat. I don't think anybody jumped down
anyone's throat.
I think it's important to remind people to not think about people in groups like that, because it doesn't serve the individual. it ignores the individual. Whether we're talking about your definition of collectivism or Johnson's, you know, stereotyping or whatever, it's important to not get lost in that stuff.
But you can also use these observations of collectivism for correction.
Okay.
So
I think that there are observations.
I can try and correct a Chinese person by showing them that drinking cold stuff doesn't necessarily cause you to get a sore tummy, because I can point to the culture in the United States where everybody drinks ice drinks and nobody gets a sore tummy. So
yeah, but isn't it
you
true
can
that,
also use those things productively.
Yeah, but isn't it true that warm water is more absorbable or something like that than cold water?
It was written by a Chinese
person. I know no medical proof of this.
Okay.
I know of nothing that says that, no medical studies that say you're better off drinking cold over hot. I mean,
all right.
Other than too hot burns your tongue, obviously.
Good call tonight, Gene. I do appreciate the discussion. Appreciate the call from you, as always.
Supposedly drinking a glass of ice cold water first thing in the morning, like a full 12 ounces or whatever, will help to jumpstart your metabolism, because
is that
right? Cold causes your metabolism to start burning calories.
And
it has to warm the water up.
Doesn't sound like a bunch of hooey.
I don't know. Could be.
All right. Speaking of hooey, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I got breaking news. You know,
breaking news.
Well, my mother's going to sign up with the good sugars from vine ripened fruit and vegetables I have been taking. You remember the network marketing that I was telling you about?
No. Well, you're a network marketer now?
Well, I am not, but I try to help my friends.
Your mom is a network marketer?
Your friends.
But my friend is,
and
I'm going to help her, So she gets a free bottle once, like, every other month or whatever. So she's going to have my mom
sign up. If she sells a certain amount, right? She's got to sell a certain amount of product in order to get a free bottle. They don't just – network marketing companies don't just give out free product.
Right. I mean, it's like I buy a bottle from her every month.
You do?
So I don't know how much extra she makes. But
And what sort of magic potion is this?
Well, it's the galactose molecule. It's one of the eight essential saccharides. It's only found in vine-ripened fruit and vegetables, so we're missing it from our diet.
Okay.
Except Mark.
And what's the claim? What is the what is it going to do? Is it going to cure cancer?
Well, she's supposed to help diabetes. Both my mom and my sister have diabetes, and my sister.
Now, one of the rules in network marketing is you're not supposed to make product claims, because then you could end up getting hit with an FDA lawsuit or an FDA.
She is not a network marketer.
It's true. She didn't
sign
up.
They just send out your minions.
Hang on, Sarah. Let's talk about network marketing. It's fascinating. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. She's just trying to help her friend sell some questionable products.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here at 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there and join us on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, we've got all kinds of cool features on our website. In fact, you can sign up for our email list. Just go to freetalklive.com, the email sign-up box right there on the front page, toward the center, toward the top of the site. You'll see it. It's pretty obvious. And then we will send you email updates, usually a once-a-week basis, keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So go and get on the email list over at freetalklive.com. We lost Sarah. She dropped off the line there. We were going to talk to her about network marketing. She was all excited about some product that I'm sure she was going to say was curing all kinds of things, which, of course, would be against the rules, likely, of the network marketing company, because they are always very, very careful to make sure their network marketing consultants or distributors or whatever they call themselves do not make health claims, because they haven't legally gone through the process to be able to do that with the FDA and so on and so forth. But as you pointed out, Mark, she doesn't work for the network marketing company. She's just trying to help her friend, so they can't tell her not to say something. Anyway, it's an interesting, business. Technically, there's nothing inherently wrong with network marketing, but boy, it sure does come off, how best to describe network marketing? It sure does come off as pushy.
Annoying.
Desperate. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have the same kind of similar pitch of, hey, just recruit three, who recruits three, recruits three, and then you'll be a quadrillionaire, and you'll get boats and island vacations and gold and diamond rings and cars.
Normal organizations, if they want people to sell, they hire salespeople. They offer a
commission.
Not just a commission. They usually offer something to get you going, right?
Yep. A draw, as they call it.
Sometimes it's a draw for, car dealers and stuff like that. But when I worked for Clear Channel, they gave me a guarantee for 6 months of what I would get paid. And if I beat it, I could opt into the commissions. But if I didn't beat it, the expectation is that I'd need some time to get moving and I'd need money to get moving. These organizations don't do anything like that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. They don't. They have the expectation that you will do the work before you get the pay. And
not only that, they ask you to buy their product, too.
Lots and lots of it.
Yeah, the old statement is you got to be on the product to know about it, right? You got to be taking the product to be able to talk about it. So they want you to get on usually what they call an auto ship program, which is Sarah sounded like she was on. She was ordering a bottle of whatever it was from her friend every single month. And, again, the idea is if you get enough people to do this sort of thing, then you're going to be a billionaire. You'll be one of what do they call them, the diamond distributors, the elite club. And the other thing that you don't really – people who can't do math or haven't really thought too far about it don't realize is if there are already a bunch of distributors in an area – then that area is probably pretty sufficiently taken care of as far as, you know, customers are concerned. So if you're the first distributor in any given area, you probably have a chance of getting somewhere with that if it's a decent product and a decent opportunity, and not all of them are. But if there's, you know, dozens of distributors in the area, well, you're going to have a lot harder time getting your product out there.
When I was in Sarasota, it seemed to be, you know, I don't know, ground zero for the multi-level marketing bomb.
There's a lot of money there in Sarasota.
And what it seemed to be was this group of people, right? Like they networked with each other. Mm-hmm. And then whenever the next network marketing thing would come
along, jump onto that.
They would then network with each other to get in and set up their downline. And they understood downlines and all the way that this stuff worked and all that other kind of thing. And then, they'd try to get some other folks into it and, you know, whatever it might be. And so they have this little system. There's a little club, and you're not part of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I was involved in it a little bit as a teenager, but I never really, you know, in a serious way like you're talking about.
Right. And, I mean, you know, one time one of these guys sat me down, tried to pitch me on this stuff, and I, you know, because
he was a friend.
What's that?
Get the pyramid chart out.
I know all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
I know all that. I don't have time for this. You know, I just don't.
That's what you told him.
I'm not going to sell toilet paper for you and paper towels and whatever else, household stuff. I don't have time for that. I've got a real job. Well, if you just make 3 hours a week. No.
Just make a list of 100 friends and then contact all of them.
But no. No, no, no. I don't want that. I'm looking at the prices here. I can beat that in Walmart.
Right.
I don't need this.
But it's the best toilet paper in the world, sourced from the best trees in the Amazon jungle.
Then you should be talking to somebody who's not in his late 20s.
Let's go to Aaron. He's in St. Louis, watching us on our cam feed at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on the radio. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Oh, not much. I just kind of wanted to contribute to the conversation.
Yes.
A while back, I was working for a distributor who sold crayons. Crayons for drawing.
Frames for drawing?
Yeah, okay. You know, like kids use
crayons. Crayons.
Oh, crayons.
Crayons.
All right.
Anyway. So my kid, you know, he liked the Crayola brands, so I wanted to distribute those, but they started me off on the cheaper brand called Craytastic. Now, I did for about 3 years, and I kept getting complaints that they were breaking. I lost all my sales. It only worked out for about another 2 months before I just up and quit, right? Well, anyway, I then moved on to toilet paper. The toilet paper worked out for about 2 years.
Therefore, you cannot say that word. I wish I would have known where that story was going.
Even if it might be a horrifically accurate description of toilet paper.
Yeah, I wish I could have heard the rest of that story. Apparently, there really is a brand called Craytastic. I did check that claim, so it sounded kind of silly. But
I would have gone, if I were that guy, I would have definitely always pushed the premium case of 264. Which apparently you can get for $13.99. That seems to me like it might be a good deal. So if you're gonna if you always push just that one deal, like you could get a whole lot of colors for, you know.
Yeah, but is it a lot of colors or just a large case? So it's only six colors, it says here.
Oh, is it?
So you get 264 six colors. Yeah, not a big choice there.
Yikes.
Oh, that's too bad. I wanted to hear the rest about that. Anyway, what were we saying about network marketing? I don't know. One of us was saying something about that. I mean, it's definitely built brands. There's no doubt about it. Like Tupperware, for instance.
Amway, right? Avon.
I mean, Amway's just annoying. People are generally annoyed by that, but they are uncontrovertibly successful.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. They're still around, and they're still
I haven't looked strongly into the company, but there's probably somebody for whom Amway was a good idea until at least Amazon came along.
I bet you they're still out there cranking away. I know they rebranded as a different name a couple of decades ago when the Internet kind of came around.
And, yeah, I remember that.
And I'm sure that there are people out there that will say that, you know, that it's a legitimate method of distributing product. And I'm not saying it's not. If you do have a good product, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. It just, it rubs people the wrong way. It's hard to really make that business work. It's a tough thing. Sales is tough to do. But when you're doing sales and sort of burning out your personal relationships at the same time because you're so desperate to get to the gold distributor level or diamond distributor and you want to recruit in, and it seems like such a great opportunity, if only your friends would see it the way that you do. And if only they'd all join, or three of them would join and recruit three, then you'd be fabulously wealthy. But, of course, most people don't succeed at this. They end up spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on product, end up burning their bridges with some of their friends and their family members, and then end up, you know, failing at ultimately what they've tried to do, and then what do they have left? They get a bunch of product in a closet somewhere.
That's my biggest, one of my biggest problems with multi-level marketing is that in many cases, the company essentially puts together a system where your relationships are meaningless to it.
Yeah.
Your labor prior to selling things, you know, the because selling
the footwork, the groundwork.
Yeah, there's a lot of footwork that goes into selling something before you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
That labor is of no value to them, and you're supposed to just jump right in. I mean, they take people who are, I guess, you know, like the fact that, bam, you're hired. Get out there
and
work.
You can set your own hours.
Yeah,
that's a cool thing. Right.
It's money now on the Internet.
Yeah, it's very attractive. And, of course, yeah, you got to watch out for Ponzi schemes. There's a lot of that with the world of network marketing. So, you know, even if you can find a good product, if you can find a company that's legit and has a good product, then that's a good thing. But there's so many scams and schemes and, you know, questionable products out there. The industry's riddled with them. There's a great website called Behind MLM that will review basically any company that comes to bear, including a lot of these new crypto ones as well. And if you want to research an MLM company or a network marketing company, they do an awesome job of it. Check that out. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.